Well, I don't know how you campaign for the Legislative Council, but I guess you use social media where you can, Facebook. Get out there and tweet and get the message out that if you want to protect racing and remind politicians of how important an industry it is for the economy of South Australia, you get elected to the upper house, and whenever there's a tight vote, your vote comes at a price. And Luke Coomey, I hope, has been doing that very successfully. I'd like to see him get on. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Ray. How are you today?
Yeah, very well. Are you getting a bit nervous?
Well, no, Ray, I'm not nervous. I suppose I'm in the lucky position of whatever comes won't change my life dramatically, so I'm just hoping that I can be there to help the racing industry. I think that a lot of it is, you know, the thing we have to point out is that voting for me isn't going to change the government.
No.
If you have a particular liking for a particular party or candidate in the House of Assembly, the lower house, you can still vote for them. You can still vote for the government you want. I think my job to be there is to just keep reminding them that there are 20,000 people who are either employed or participate in racing in South Australia, and every one of those people spend their money here in South Australia in a lot of businesses that probably don't even realise that racing people are spending money with
them.
That's
right.
And keeping the whole South Australian economy ticking over. And you know, our politicians get involved in submarine projects and all sorts of other things and renewable energy and all what they consider the big picture.
And some of those things don't employ 20,000 people.
That's right. And the thing also is that, of course, we, you know, people talk and, you know, governments quite often will tell you, politicians that I've spoken to have said, look, how can we give money to the racing industry when we've got to pay our nurses and our police and our transport and everything else? Well, my answer to that is, if you want to spend money on something, it's no different from a household. You've got to earn the money first.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy a television, or you want to have even better private health cover, you've got to earn enough money to afford the private health cover. And it's no different for a government. They've got to earn the money to be able to spend money on nurses and police and hospitals and so forth. And you only earn it by people working.
Yeah, dead right. Dead right. GST anyway, comes flowing back, yeah, etc.
Exactly, all of that.
I noticed that the three codes the other day put out a press release where they're asking the government of whichever group gets in to give racing $4 million a year. $2 million for infrastructure, I guess, and a couple of million to kick prize money on. What do you think?
Yeah, I had a look at it. They asked for $7 million
in prize money.
Yep. But of course, that's split between the three codes. Now, look, to be quite honest, it is just not enough. What racing needs, and look, once again, they've gone to the government with this split requirement. You know, we want so much for prize money, we want so much for infrastructure, we want so much for integrity, and so forth. Now, that's just a perfect out for the government, because they'll say, oh, well, look, we can't give you the money for prize money, but we can help you with some infrastructure.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone says, oh, well, we got something from them. It's just not good enough. South Australia is pro rata 50% behind Victoria.
Yeah.
Our horses have got the ability to win only $10,000 a year per horse in South Australia, and in Victoria it's over $20,000, which means the return to owners and therefore their ability to invest in the industry is half,
yeah,
of what they have. So if our prize money, our net prize money in South Australia is about $30 million available to owners collectively, then what we need is $30 million increase in our prize money to bring us to a competitive level with Victoria, so that our owners, who it costs just as much to train a horse in South Australia as it does in Victoria, have got a chance of getting enough return to keep reinvesting in the industry and keep the industry growing. The industry in South Australia is dying off, and there are some issues coming up very soon where certain trainers will be moving east that will take a lot of horses out of this industry, and we can't afford to lose any horses.
All right. Let's hope that people are listening and they give you that tick in the upper house, and we can go forward from here. Now, the Adelaide Cup. Not a lot has been said about the Adelaide Cup. It's been pretty quiet.
Yes, it's been... I thought to myself that because of my involvement with the election, I maybe not have been noticing, but let me tell you, I read the newspaper every day and I always turn to the racing page to see what stories are being written and so forth, and it doesn't seem to have been too much about the Adelaide Cup. Now, I haven't had a chance to look at the paper today, so I don't know what's going on there, but it seems to be rather quiet. Yes. And I'm not sure whether that's because the industry has, you know, expended less on it this year, or whether, you know, there's been so much else going on,
yeah.
And I suspect it's the latter, that we've been swamped by everything else, which, yeah. Of course, as you know my views, we should be in racing in May, but...
Well, for God's sake, that's what the holiday's all about,
mm.
that the others all latch on to.
Well, that's always going to be the case. Now, if we have a holiday at any Adelaide Cup, everyone else will latch on to it.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is these days, and we really need to find another strategy. But let's hope that, you know, our administrators and the SAJC, you know, come to some arrangement and let's get back to May where it fits in with the rest of the Australian calendar, and we get away from Mad March and competing with every other function that's on at this time, and just get on and help to grow the Adelaide Cup back to what it was.
I think you're right, though. If you get the stake money right, then it kicks again. We get a huge kick, and there's more horses, more employment, and it'll just flow on. So that's your main job, get that money for the prize money. For God's sake, in Queensland, they give Jerry Harvey $4 or $5 million or something to run one race day for the Magic Million, say.
Yes, exactly right. Look, every state in Australia, I can't speak about Tasmania because I don't know, but every other state in Australia, governments inject enormous amounts of money, either in actual cash or benefits, to push their racing industry ahead, and because they all realise how important it is to the economy of the state.
We've let them get away with that. We shouldn't have allowed it ever to get to the stage it's at.
Exactly, and look, and racing is you can't export the jobs in racing. You know, they can't go to Thailand or Sri Lanka or something because the labour costs are cheaper. You can't... About the maximum automation you can get for racing is to have an automatic water walker. An automatic walker to give your horses 10 minutes walk morning and afternoon without having to have someone lead them around. But everything else is all manual labour.
Tell you what else about racing too. It's an equal opportunity employer these days. There'd be just as many girls involved in racing as lads.
Well, that's right. It's jobs for people in youth. You know, young people
Don't have to be a university graduate to play.
You can get in there. Well, that's the other thing. To produce a high skilled job costs the government and therefore
industry,
the public.
Yeah.
A lot of money to get that person trained up for that high-speed job, or a school leaving, go to the stables and start learning on the job and getting paid at the same time. Now, if that's where you want to be, I'm not suggesting that we should be pushing people that direction, but if that's where they, you know, certain people want to work and that's they don't want to be going to university, then let's give them an opportunity to have a chance in life to save it, same as everybody else.
Yeah, good point. All right, we'll get to talk again next week. I think will we be allowed to talk about it next week?
I don't know.
Better check the rules.
Advertising has to stop Wednesday midnight. I don't know whether you, if you get asked questions, you're not allowed to answer them. So
yeah,
I'm not
fair
sure. Cool.
All right, yeah. But tell your friends, tell the people when you go to the tab to have a bet, just bring the subject up. Really, all the tabs, they ought to be having a sign up to vote for you as well. Shouldn't be a few placards there instead of on telegraph poles. Luke, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to buy?
Thank you for your help.
That's all right. You're going to buy a yearling?
Well, I've got a few marks, so yeah. It depends on what the opposition's like.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Luke Coomey there, standing for the Legislative Council next week with racing. That's what he's representing. He's not representing anything else. He promises if he gets in, he will protect racing.